Right now, thousands of futures traders are staring at standard price charts, absolutely convinced they are reading the market.
Yeah, and they really aren't. I mean, they are staring at the aftermath of a war, completely blind to the actual bullets flying in the order book.
Right. If you're trading NQ or ES right now, and you're just looking at historical candlestick prints, you are, well, for all intents and purposes, you're trading blind.
It is a harsh reality to confront, but a basic price chart just gives you the final result of a localized conflict between buyers and sellers.
It completely obscures the mechanics of exactly how that result was achieved, right? Like, price is just advertising.
Exactly. Volume is the actual transaction. You
Right.
see the auction dynamics in real time to identify which side is actually exerting aggressive force. You need a fundamentally different lens.
And that is the function of cumulative volume delta, or CVD.
Yeah, precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this immediately.
All right.
So we are operating from the exact same baseline. CVD is a continuous calculation, right?
It is. It takes aggressive buying volume, which we define strictly as market orders crossing the spread to hit the ask, and adds it to a running total.
And conversely, it takes aggressive selling volume. So market orders crossing the spread to hit the bid and subtracts it.
Right, so the output is this continuous cumulative line representing the net aggressive volume driving the market.
Is the ultimate separator of passive participants and aggressive participants. Because, you know, markets do not move just because someone places a limit order.
No, not at all. Markets only move when aggressive participants are willing to pay the spread, literally extracting liquidity from the limit order book.
And by tracking that delta tick by tick, you're tracking the actual fuel that drives directional price action.
Yeah. The issue historically is that this data has been heavily gatekept. Like native CVD tools built directly into advanced charting platforms are traditionally locked behind prohibitive institutional-grade paywalls.
Which is exactly why we are focusing on this today. Because you don't need a $300 a month premium platform license to get access to institutional order flow data.
You really don't.
Today, we are breaking down the mechanics of how to acquire, properly configure, and actually read this essential CVD indicator entirely for free, running inside the MotiveWave Community Edition.
Having this visualization on your screen provides a profound structural edge. But before we even discuss how to load the tool onto your chart, we really have to talk about the data imperative.
Right, the fuel for the engine.
Exactly. The CVD indicator itself is essentially just a highly efficient calculator. If you feed it compromised or aggregated or delayed data, it will output a dangerously incorrect assessment of the market.
You have to understand the raw data mechanics that feed the engine. I look at it like a high-performance vehicle. The standard price chart is, you know, the speedometer.
That's a good way to put it.
It tells you are moving at 80 miles an hour. But CVD is the tachometer. It shows you how hard the engine is working, how close it is to redlining, just to maintain that speed.
That is an incredibly apt analogy, because if your tachometer is wired incorrectly, the display might look beautiful, but you are going to blow the engine.
Right, because you simply cannot trust the reading.
Yeah. The wiring in this context is your market data feed. For the CVD study to compute with any degree of accuracy, it is an absolute non-negotiable requirement that you connect a level two data feed.
Meaning specifically a bid-ask, tick-by-tick feed connected to the MotiveWave platform.
Exactly. You cannot use standard level one top-of-book data that only gives in the last traded price.
Hold on, why is that tick-by-tick classification so rigidly critical? Like, why can't the platform just look at standard one-minute volume bars and extrapolate the aggression from the price movement?
Because of the foundational mathematics of the delta calculation, the platform must classify the aggression on every single executed print.
So it has to know exactly what initiated the trade.
Right. It has to know definitively whether a specific 5-lot or 50-lot block trade was initiated at the bid price or the ask price.
And if you only provide the platform with aggregated minute data, you completely blind the system.
Totally. It loses all granular visibility. It no longer knows who actually crossed the spread to initiate the trade.
And when a software platform doesn't have the explicit data, it typically tries to guess. Right? It just fills in the blanks.
Which is exactly where retail traders get completely destroyed. Because if there is no historical bid-ask tick data available, which by the way happens constantly because many retail brokers only store true tick data for a few days to save on server
Wait,
costs.
really? Just to save on server costs?
Yeah, tick data is massive. So the platform attempts to synthesize what it calls generated ticks.
Oh, wow.
The algorithm looks at a 1-minute candle, sees that it closed higher than it opened, and artificially assigns a massive chunk of positive delta to that volume.
This is a complete fabrication. It is generating an artificial CVD curve based entirely on the direction of the bar.
Precisely. So a trader thinks they are reading institutional order flow, but they are actually just looking at a smoothed-out shadow of the price chart they were already looking at.
They're making financial decisions on ES or NQ based on hallucination.
Yeah, they are. But what's fascinating here is that the custom CVB study we are analyzing today actively protects the user from this trap.
How so?
It features a built-in detection mechanism for data integrity. If the indicator senses that your historical connection lacks true bid-ask tick data, and it detects the platform trying to feed it synthesized minute data, it immediately throws a warning.
Like a pop-up.
An unreliable bid-ask split warning directly onto your chart. It flags the bad data instantly, ensuring you are acutely aware that the delta you are looking at is artificial and should not be traded.
That is a massive safety net. So, assuming a trader has secured the proper level 2 tick-by-tick data feed from their broker, how do we actually bridge the gap?
You mean getting the indicator on the chart?
Yeah, historically, configuring custom order flow tools meant dealing with labyrinthine back-end settings.
What is the actual friction to bypass the paywall and get this on a MotiveWave chart?
The friction is virtually zero. I mean, the process leverages MotiveWave's native architecture, which supports custom Java modules.
Okay.
You simply download the study JAR file from the developer site. It is packaged as a bundle containing both the cumulative volume delta study and a bid-ask volume study.
And there are no trial periods or subscription tiers.
No, it is permanently accessible.
And the implementation is just a matter of dropping that Java file into the system. There's no complex compiling required on the user's end.
Exactly.
You just navigate to the user directory on macOS or Windows, find the MotiveWave extensions folder, and place the file inside.
Right. And once the platform reboots, it compiles automatically. You just right-click any chart, ES, NQ, crude oil select, add study, navigate to the custom group, and apply the CVD.
Okay, so the module runs entirely locally on your machine, pulling directly from your live data feed.
But here's where it gets really interesting and where I see a massive amount of confusion among practitioners.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I can install this study perfectly. I can pull up my NQ chart. Then I could look at a colleague's NQ chart running on a different platform or a different data feed at the exact same millisecond, and their CVD curve looks completely alien compared to mine.
Yep.
If CVD is just raw, objective math, adding the ask volume, subtracting the bid volume, how is it mathematically possible for my chart to look entirely different from yours?
It is one of the most misunderstood dynamics in order flow analysis, and it really comes down to two major variables. The first is tick filtering and data aggregation at the broker level.
So, like the difference between a feed from DX Feed versus one from Rhythmic or CQG.
Exactly. The raw data feed coming from an institutional provider might aggregate rapid-fire micro trades slightly differently than a retail feed. When the market is moving fast, algorithms are firing thousands of one-lot orders a second. Some data feeds bundle those packets before sending them to your platform. Others send them raw. Over hundreds of thousands of ticks in a single session, those micro differences in filtering compound.
Which leads to structural variations in the cumulative line,
Exactly.
which means the feed dictates the raw material.
Hmm.
But what about the second variable? Because even traders on the exact same data feed can have wild discrepancies.
Yeah, the second variable is entirely user controlled, and that is the reset settings. This is arguably the most critical factor in reading order flow, and it leads directly into how you must configure this tool.
Because a cumulative line, by definition, has to start counting from a specific zero point.
Right. If your chart resets the CVD calculation to zero at midnight, and my chart resets to zero at the New York Open at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, the shape of our curves will look vastly different by 11:00 a.m.
Which means having the indicator installed is truly only step one. Configuring how the tool visualizes the data dictates the specific market phenomena you can actually perceive.
Absolutely. You cannot just slap this on a chart and assume the default setting aligns with your trading time frame.
So let's break down the display modes.
You have two primary ways to visualize the data matrix. The first is continuous mode. This generates the classic cumulative CVD curve that most traders visualize when they hear the term.
And in this mode, each new candle on the indicator opens exactly where the previous one closed.
Right, the line just continuously builds, accumulating the net delta over a sustained period. This macro view is exceptional for reading structural trends throughout a full session and identifying broader swing divergences over hours or days.
But I mean, a continuous multi-hour curve is kind of useless if you are scalping NQ momentum right off the open.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need the macro view. You need a microscope on exactly what is happening inside a specific 1 minute or 5 minute candle.
So how do you isolate aggression in a hyper-specific time window?
That is where the per bar delta or intra bar delta mode becomes mandatory. You configure this in the study settings under the general tab within the display options.
And when you activate per bar delta, the indicator fundamentally changes its behavior. Wrong.
It does. The cumulative calculation resets to an absolute zero at the exact millisecond every single new price candle opens.
So instead of a continuous flowing line that trails the price action across the screen, you get a localized independent oscillation for each individual bar.
Exactly. It acts almost like a volume oscillator at the bottom of the chart. It exposes the precise net volume delta of that specific bar in isolation.
Which is huge for reading intra-bar extreme wicks.
Definitely. If a 5 minute candle pushes aggressively higher, creating a large upper wick, but your per bar delta shows massive negative volume for that exact same 5 minute window, you immediately know what's happening.
You know that aggressive sellers were heavily dominating the tape, actively selling into the upward push.
Right, regardless of what the overall daily continuous curve looks like.
That is crucial for pinpointing entries. But if we zoom back out to the continuous line, we need to address the broader reset modes. We touched on this regarding why different traders see different charts. When exactly should a trader clear the memory of the indicator?
The study provides deep flexibility here. You can set the cumulative total to wipe back to zero at the start of the RTH session, so regular trading hours. You can reset it for the ETH session, the extended trading hours.
Or weekly, monthly, or even highly specific custom times.
Right.
Let me push back on that for a second, though. If CVD is all about accumulating data to see the true weight of the market, why would a trader ever use a custom time to intentionally wipe that data to zero?
It's a fair question.
Aren't you basically throwing away valuable context from the overnight session?
You aren't throwing it away. You are isolating the current liquidity pool. The participants who drive the Asian session or the London session are often fundamentally different entities with different mandates than the participants driving the U.S. equity open.
Ah, okay. So an ES trader operating in New York might want their CVD to reset to zero exactly at 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
Exactly. The overnight inventory, so the delta accumulated over the previous 12 hours, can heavily skew the perspective of the immediate auction. By resetting exactly at the New York Open, you filter out the overnight noise.
You isolate the raw, aggressive volume of the current active participants. You're essentially resetting the ledger when the new players sit down at the table.
Precisely. If you are collaborating with a desk or comparing notes with another trader, you just have to ensure your reset times are perfectly synced, or you will be analyzing two entirely different auctions.
Okay, so with the data feed secured, the indicator properly configured,
yep,
and the reset time strategically dialed in, it is time to actually apply this to live order flow.
Right, because the entire objective here isn't just to draw a fancy line on a screen.
No, it is to read the immediate footprints of institutional participants. Let's walk through the practical interpretation, starting with one of the most critical concepts in order flow, which is passive absorption.
Absorption is the hidden mechanism of market reversals. To read it correctly via CVD, you really have to remember the core rule of the auction.
Which is?
For every aggressive market order that crosses the spread, there must be a passive limit order resting on the book to execute against it.
Let's paint a vivid picture of this. Say we are watching NQ. The market is in a steep decline, dropping rapidly on high volume. It approaches a key, well-established daily support level.
Maybe a previous value area low or a major volume node.
Exactly. As price hits that exact level, it simply stalls. It stops dropping. It just flatlines.
Mm.
But when you look down at your CVD curve, the line is still falling sharply.
It is absolutely tanking while the price goes nowhere.
Right.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, what you are observing is an invisible wall. The aggressively falling CVD curve tells you that retail and algorithmic market sellers are still violently pounding the bid.
They are desperate to drive the price lower, aggressively initiating sell market orders.
Right, but because the price itself refuses to tick lower, the math dictates an absolute certainty. Someone is absorbing all of that aggression.
A massive passive buyer is stepping in.
Yeah, a heavily capitalized institutional entity has parked a massive block of limit buy orders exactly at that support level. They are not chasing the price. They are just sitting there passively soaking up every single market sell order that comes down the pipe.
They're literally absorbing the selling pressure like a sponge absorbing water. The sellers are expending all their ammunition, and the limit buyer is taking it all without flinching.
And when those aggressive sellers finally exhaust their capital, when they run out of ammunition,
the downward pressure instantly vanishes.
Exactly. The limit buyer has successfully absorbed the available supply. The aggressive sellers are trapped short at the bottom, and a sharp, violent reversal bounce in price is imminent.
And the CVD study actually has a built-in algorithmic feature called immediate divergences to help you identify this exact moment, right?
It does. When the math detects this instant passive absorption, so price stalling while Delta aggressively pushes, it draws solid dots directly on the candle body itself.
That is wild.
It flags the absorption in real time directly on the price action.
That is a phenomenal structural advantage.
Yeah.
You're actually seeing the institutional trap being set and executed before the price action even confirms the reversal.
It changes everything.
Now that covers passive absorption. Let's pivot to the other primary scenario traders must master, which is delta divergence. This isn't about hitting a wall. This is about the engine simply running out of fuel.
Divergence is a fundamental disagreement between the visible price action and the underlying volume delta. Let's dissect a bearish divergence.
Okay.
Imagine price is trending upward. It pushes up and prints a clear, higher swing high on your candlestick chart. To a standard technical analyst, the trend looks robust and healthy.
Sure.
But when you look at your continuous CVD curve, it fails to make a new high. It prints a lower high.
So price made a higher high, but the aggressive buying volume, the actual capital required to sustain the move, made a lower high.
Exactly. This divergence tells you that the upward price movement completely lacks market order participation. The buyers are losing their aggressive power.
The price might be drifting higher purely due to a lack of liquidity on the ask, meaning it takes very little volume to push the price up, but there is no strong aggressive buying behind it.
Right. The move is completely hollow. It has no internal fuel, making the market highly susceptible to a sudden downside reversal.
And the study automatically scans for this specific exhaustion too, right?
Yeah, it draws red triangles above the specific candles where the divergence occurs.
And a bullish divergence operates on the exact inverse logic. Price drops down, breaking a known support level, and prints a lower swing low.
And a retail trader sees that breakdown, assumes the bottom is falling out of the market, and panic sells at the market to get short.
But the CVD curve prints a higher low.
Because the selling momentum is mathematically exhausted. Even though the price was pushed slightly lower, often just to run stops, resting below that support level, the actual aggressive market selling that drove the previous downward moves is drying up.
The participants are no longer willing to aggressively hit the bid at these lower valuations.
Exactly. The market is primed for a snapback reversal to the upside. The study will calculate this lack of downside fuel and paint green triangles below the candles to indicate the bullish divergence.
So what does this all mean for the practitioner? Ultimately, it means you can systematically identify the exact moment a directional move is running out of gas.
You are no longer guessing if a breakout above VWAP is legitimate or praying that a support level will hold based solely on the shape of a 15-minute candlestick.
Right. You are looking at the actual mathematical ledger of aggressive execution. You're tracking the capital.
Consider the psychological shift this provides. Spotting the exact moment aggressive participants run out of capital fundamentally alters your entire approach to the auction.
You transition from reacting to lagging historical price action, which is what standard charts force you to do, to anticipating the reversal before the price even turns.
Exactly. You are seeing the real-time exhaustion of the buyers or the passive absorption by the institutional sellers directly in the raw data.
It allows you to position your risk ahead of the structural shift rather than chasing the move after it is already obvious to everyone else.
It's a complete game changer.
You can add this cumulative volume delta study to your Motive Wave charts today by downloading the free extension bundle directly from wickflow.com, where you can also find their footprint and heat map synergy guide to seamlessly combine this CVD analysis with actual market depth.